It's Sunday, April 5th, and welcome to Higher IQ. If you're spending the day hunting for eggs, eating chocolate bunnies, or watching kids tear open pastel baskets, you might have a question that's hard to ask at the family table. What do any of these things have to do with Jesus? The answer is that they don't. They're older than Christianity. And the really interesting part is that almost every major religion and culture on Earth celebrates the same thing at the same time, for the same reason, with different names. The word Easter itself may not be Christian. In most languages, the holiday's name comes from the Hebrew word Pesach, or Passover, Spanish, Pascua, French, Pax, Italian, Pasqua. But in English and German, the name traces back to Eostre, a pagan goddess of spring and dawn, referenced by an 8th century English monk named Bede. The English and German words Easter and Ostern are the outliers, carrying the fingerprint of something older than the religion they now represent. The eggs came first. Long before Christianity, eggs were symbols of new life and fertility across dozens of cultures. They show up in creation myths, spring rituals, and burial ceremonies going back thousands of years. When Christianity spread through Europe, early missionaries didn't try to eliminate these symbols. They absorbed them. Pope Gregory the Great, who sent missionaries to Britain in 596, instructed them to embrace local pagan traditions and weave Christian meaning into them, rather than forcing converts to abandon everything familiar. The egg became a symbol of the resurrection, the shell representing the sealed tomb, the cracking of it representing Christ's emergence. During Lent, Christians fasted from eggs for 40 days. They preserved the uneaten eggs, dyed them to distinguish them from fresh ones, and ate the colorful backlog when the fast ended on Easter Sunday. A practical solution to a religious fast became a holiday tradition. The bunny came later, and from a different direction. Hares and rabbits have been symbols of fertility across European cultures since the Neolithic Age. Archaeologists have found ritual hare burials alongside humans dating back thousands of years. Julius Caesar noted in 51 BC that the Britons considered hares sacred and wouldn't eat them. In Greek tradition, hares were sacred to Aphrodite. The connection between hares and Easter specifically appears to have solidified in German folklore around the 1600s, when stories emerged of an Osterhase, an Easter hare that laid colored eggs for well-behaved children. German immigrants brought the tradition to Pennsylvania in the 1700s, and by the Victorian era, the softer, more marketable bunny had replaced the hare. Cadbury started manufacturing chocolate eggs in the late 1800s. Greeting card companies added bunnies and eggs to their designs. The candy industry turned a folk custom into a consumer holiday, the same way De Beers turned a marketing campaign into an engagement tradition, and Hallmark turned February 14th into a retail event. Easter isn't the only spring celebration happening right now. Passover, the Jewish holiday commemorating the liberation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, falls around the same time, determined by the first full moon after the spring equinox. The Seder meal, with its symbolic foods, its bitter herbs, its unleavened bread, is a ritual of remembrance and renewal that predates Easter by centuries. Jesus' Last Supper was almost certainly a Passover Seder. Nowruz, the Persian New Year, falls on the spring equinox itself, and has been celebrated for over 3,000 years. It predates Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Rooted in Zoroastrianism, it's observed today by over 300 million people across Iran, Afghanistan, Turkey, Central Asia, and the global Persian diaspora, by Muslims, Christians, Jews, Zoroastrians, and people of the Baha'i faith. Families clean their homes, set a ceremonial table with 7 symbolic items representing rebirth and hope, and gather for meals. Painted eggs are part of the Nowruz table too. In India and Nepal, Holi, the Hindu festival of colors, falls near the spring equinox. Millions of people fill the streets and throw colored powder at each other, celebrating the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring. In Mexico, thousands gather at the Mayan pyramid of Chichen Itza to watch the equinox create a serpent-shaped shadow descending the steps, a phenomenon the builders engineered over 1,000 years ago. The pattern is the same everywhere. The spring equinox, the moment when day and night are equal and the light begins to win, triggers celebrations of rebirth, renewal, and the return of life after winter. Different cultures call it different things. They tell different stories about it. They attach different gods and prophets and symbols to it. But the underlying impulse is identical. Winter is ending, the earth is waking up, and we should mark the occasion together. What makes this worth knowing isn't that any single tradition is wrong about the meaning of spring. It's that they're all responding to the same planetary event, the tilt of the earth bringing longer days and warmer light, and expressing it through the same symbols. Eggs, flowers, fire, feasting, family. The chocolate bunny in your kid's basket and the painted egg on a Nauru's table and the colored powder at Holi are distant cousins. They don't know they're related, but they are. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. The Easter bunny isn't in the Bible. Neither are the eggs. Both are pre-Christian fertility symbols that early missionaries absorbed rather than eliminated. The word Easter itself probably comes from a pagan spring goddess, and the impulse behind the holiday, celebrating rebirth when the light returns after winter, shows up in nearly every culture on Earth. Passover, Nowruz, Holi, and dozens of others all cluster around the same few weeks for the same reason, the spring equinox. The traditions feel separate. The calendar says they're not. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.